The Coast Guard will be looking into backup power systems on board a cruise ship that was stranded for several days in the Gulf of Mexico before it was towed to Mobile, Alabama. The main investigation will be handled in the Bahamas, where the ship is registered. The Coast Guard says it will finish onboard investigations this week into the fire that broke out February 10th on the Carnival Triumph. It says fuel leaked onto a hot surface in the engine room and caught fire. Backup systems kicked in, but the Coast Guard isn't providing more details yet. More than 4,200 people were on a cruise from Texas to Mexico when the ship became disabled. Passengers have described unsanitary conditions on board after the power went out. The Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board will lead U.S. interests in the investigation by Bahamas authorities. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.